What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 473. In this episode, I'll discuss the discrepancy between the labeled dose and the analgesic ceiling dose of IV ketorolac. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode473. Shout out to Pharmacy Kelsey for inspiring this episode. If ketorolac is 100% bioavailable, why is the oral maximum daily dose 40 milligrams while the IV maximum daily dose is 120 milligrams? How this came to be is a mystery to me. The analgesic ceiling dose of ketorolac is 10 milligrams, and this was well established in several articles over 20 years ago. In 1989, a study in the Journal of Clinical Pharmacology compared 10, 30, and 90 milligrams of IM ketorolac with placebo in 126 patients with cancer pain. While all doses were more effective than placebo, there was no difference in effectiveness between 10, 30, or 90 milligrams. In 1990, a study in pharmacotherapy compared 2 or 4 milligrams IV morphine with 10 or 30 milligrams IV ketorolac in 122 patients who had undergone major surgery. Both doses of ketorolac were as effective as 4 milligrams of morphine and more effective than 2 milligrams of morphine in providing pain control. There was no difference in efficacy between 10 and 30 milligrams of ketorolac. More recently, a trial by Sergei Motev confirmed this data by demonstrating IV ketorolac has an analgesic ceiling dose of 10 milligrams in ED patients with moderate to severe acute pain. This data, together with the dose-related risk of GI bleeding from ketorolac that is documented in the prescribing information, has caused me to abandon using the 30 and 60 milligram doses of ketorolac in my practice. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.